School's only been in session a couple of weeks, but at Thompson High School in Alabaster, engineering students already have begun work on their first assignment. Build a solar-powered generator for refugees in Kenya. It's one of several innovations the students have devised to help poverty-stricken schools across the globe. Their teacher, Brian Copes, has won numerous awards for the impact he's had on students here and abroad. WBHM's Alexander Ritchie reports.
Brian Copes' classroom feels like a cross between the set of Back to the Future and a madman's workshop. There are half-built cars, an assortment of large industrial-looking batteries, and tons of tools scattered around the shop. On the first day back to class, about a dozen students gather in the shop as Copes, the engineering teacher at Thompson High School, explains their assignment.
Well, this little unit here, if we fill up this side with salt water and this side with unsalted water, it's got two metal electrodes going here. We hook it up to
He wants them to build a water chlorinator to provide clean water to developing nations. Some of the class's recent designs are being put to use more than 1,000 miles away. Summer Honeycutt is a senior at Thompson. She worked on last year's project, portable classrooms and computer labs for a sister school in Central America.
I worked on a container classroom, made a welding container out of a shipping container, and that's actually in Honduras right now.
Copes and his students have traveled to schools in Honduras several times to install some of the technology they've developed. They've built utility vehicles made of pipe and prosthetic legs assembled from car parts. Years ago, Copes never envisioned himself teaching engineering. He was a carpenter.
I don't have that engineering background. It's just over the years, I thought I was going to teach wood shop, but my title and just kept changing and evolving to, I'm an engineering teacher now.
Copes has since won numerous accolades for his teaching, and that's not surprising to Cohen Timmers, a teacher from Belgium and fellow finalist for the Global Teacher Prize. Copes and Timmers met at a conference in Dubai. Timmers had a problem. Students in refugee camps in Kenya took classes over Skype, but the diesel generators that power the computers at the camps were unreliable and expensive. So Timmers asked Copes and his students to develop a solar power generator that was inexpensive and portable.
And he told me, consider it done. Because a few months later, Brian sent me a picture of the solar suitcase, and they even created their own logo. And I was totally amazed.
Timmers says he admires Copes' creativity and his willingness to take action. And for Copes, these service learning projects show the impact students can make on the world.
When the opportunity comes up, you know, are you going to be scared to make that step? Or are you going to come up with an excuse? Or are you just going to say, it's what I'm here for, and go out and make a difference in the world while you can?
Copes says if that's one lesson his students take home, that's the ultimate prize. For WBHM, I'm Alexander Ritchie.